From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under N, Newton County, Arkansas. Rayburn's promotion of tourism in the Ozarks is evident in the large body of descriptive prose he wrote for publication. In the folder for Newton County, Arkansas, is the manuscript of an article entitled Grand Canyons in the Ozarks. Almost every one of the 90-odd counties in the tri-state Ozarks area has scenic attractions that are lodestones to tourists. One of the most scenic but least known of these regions is the Grand Canyon Country in Newton County, Arkansas. This primitive section may be reached by driving south from Harrison or north from Clarksville on State Highway 43. The highway puts the traveler in the vicinity. The last mile must be made on foot. There are two places of special interest in this wonderland, Hemmed In Hollow and Lost Valley. Neither is accessible by roads. For wild, rugged terrain and picturesque waterfalls, these are top numbers in the Ozarks. Thousands of tourists would like to visit these scenic attractions, but the road maps give no information. It is an undiscovered country to outsiders. Hemmed In Hollow is oblong, with rugged cliffs surrounding it on all sides, except for a narrow entrance at the south end, which borders the Big Buffalo. This river, sweeping by the mouth of the canyon, is deep and swift at some seasons of the year, making it difficult to enter. The only other way in is over Cedar Fisher Trail, or Pig Trough Trail, down the cliff side. From the highest point of the rim of the cliff to the valley floor is about 1,100 feet. The goat paths over this rough terrain are now dim with age, and the trip is hazardous, even for the experienced mountain climber. The village of Compton is 4 or 5 miles north of the hollow on Highway 43. Ask most anyone there about getting into the hollow from the north side, and they will shake their heads and advise against it. The only alternative is to drive on to Ponca and turn left on the Jasper Road, then left over a mountain trail to where Sneed's Creek joins the river. If no boat is available, one must wade the cold, clear stream to get into the hollow. A full day is needed to explore this sanctuary of nature, although it contains only 160 acres. The canyon is approximately 7,500 feet long and 3,000 feet wide at the widest point, assuming a somewhat horseshoe shape. At the upper end, a small stream comes tumbling over the cliff, forming a 280-foot waterfall. Channels 20 feet deep have been cut into the rock by this running water. The cliffs are limestone, some weather-beaten, some moss-covered, and others white and vari-colored. An interesting feature of the hollow is its acoustic qualities. The human voice carries so well that conversation may be carried on with perfect ease at a distance of 1/4 mile. Hemmed In Hollow is a botanical and geological treasury. When a botanist visited the spot in 1902, he found 360 varieties of wildflowers and 105 varieties of trees. Geologists have found deposits of copper, saltpeter, limestone, sulfur, borax, manganese, iron, silica, lead, and zinc, as well as sponge rock and clam bed and mussel shell deposits. Lost Valley is more accessible than Hemmed In Hollow, and it has more water. Its scenery is crowded into a comparatively small space, but its grandeur is sublime. Entry is made by climbing a waterfall 10 or 12 feet over slippery rocks and following a creek bed through a curved natural tunnel for 300 feet. Stepping from the tunnel, one enters a veritable garden of the gods, with Eden Falls cascading 200 feet. There are other falls spilling into the valley, and caves everywhere, one with an amphitheater large enough to house all the people who live in Newton County. Lost Valley was originally known as Cobb Cave, since numerous cobs and ears of corn left by bluff dwellers were discovered there. It has been a landmark in the hills since the days of the earliest settlers and only recently made known to tourists. Both Hemmed In Hollow and Lost Valley have great possibilities as tourist attractions. Improved roads and a few native guides will make them tourist meccas. One of the best times to visit these natural wonders is in the late autumn when the Flaming Fall Review is on in the hills. The waterfalls are always at their best during or after the rainy season. We look forward to the time when these two grand canyons of the Ozarks will be made into state parks and easily accessible to tourists.